Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to a new and improved version of Working Title, where Cleo and I are back in the same room. I am your host, Danny Gold, and with me, as always, is Cleo Doherty.
Hello.
What's going on?
This is very exciting.
I know. I can see you.
Yeah.
I can feed off your energy.
In real life.
I know. It's amazing.
Post-COVID times. Well, still COVID times, but...
But, you know, slightly post-COVID
times. Yeah. And I'm in a house with two cats, a rabbit, and a snake.
I know. So. It's wild.
Big flex.
Yeah, exactly. My girlfriend moved in, and our pets have combined to be an ultimate zoo in here. And so, yes, Freddie is on her way home. We'll see. She says she's going to be quiet, but I told her that she shouldn't worry about interrupting the recording.
Listen,
but
the professionalism of the show is already out the window.
I know, exactly.
I don't think it matters.
Exactly. Yes, I don't think our listeners will mind. In true fashion, we have to talk about the weather, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been raining today.
It's a little gray, it's a little rainy. I like it.
I like it like this.
I like it like this,
you know,
as
the
well.
It's hot, but it's windy, so it's good. You know, it's,
yeah, I'm very happy to welcome fall.
Yeah,
oh
my God.
I wanted to be here.
Fall in Montreal is my favorite season.
I'm ready. It is the best season.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, you have no idea what we're talking about today, which
no
is
idea
really
what we're
exciting. I very much like this story.
Yeah.
It's in the vein of the Ice Queen that I talked about before.
Oh my God,
it comes
exciting.
From like the same
amazing
podcast. So it's a I would say maybe like trigger warning. I don't know.
Okay.
It just talks about murder and stuff. So if
okay.
that's something that you don't like,
yeah.
maybe don't listen too intently. I'm not gonna go into intense detail, but
okay.
it can be a bit disturbing, I guess.
Noted. But yeah, before we get started, we got two songs on the menu. Right?
Song time. Yeah, they're both CanCon, straight out of the gate. The first one is Bad Bad Not Good's newest single, and the next is Garden by Dresser.
Cool. Oh, yeah, I was listening to them. You know, usual, a bit of a slower sound for our usual start, but
yeah.
It was definitely really good.
Mellow.
Yes, no, I enjoy it. I enjoy our little mellow mix that we have going sometimes. All right, guys, so we're going to hit you with that. We got Beside April by Bad Bad Not Good and Garden by Dresser. And stay tuned for some more Working Title.
Thank you. should stop every time I feel like there's something in your eyes that needs to be cared for. Make it a little cotton bed for tissue box walls sitting in my head. A gentle caress, yes, I think I need not stress. A solution's improbable, but you can give it a comfortable home, so I'll try to build it nice. Three bedrooms of good size, a spacious living room where you can vent to me all you like to. And in the garden back there, a couple doves train to return back here, and there'll be plenty private space for the times when I fail to properly communicate. So don't tell me why every second night I'm kept up till five. Is it that I'm inexplicably inadequate at your how you will feel? Oh, now I've come to decide that I will not talk back when I'm on trial. That just exasperates what I'd like to reconcile. Don't be a martyr, you're probably wrong, but at least know you can give it a comfortable home. So I will try to build it nice. Three bedrooms off good size, a spacious living room where you can vent to me all you like to. And in the garden back there, a couple doves train to return back. Times when I fail to properly communicate, so don't tell me why. Every second night I'm kept up till five. Is it that I'm inexplicably inadequate and you're right? Bedrooms of good size, a spacious living room where you can vent to me all you like to. And in the garden back there, a couple doves train to return back here, and there'll be plenty of private space for the times that I fail to properly communicate. So don't tell second night I'm kept up till five. Is it that I'm inexplicably inadequate and you're right?
Welcome back, everyone, to Working Title. Yeah. So Cleo, where I'm actually so curious. You said trigger warning. You gave me a whole.
Well, yeah. Yes. Okay. So we're talking about the Marquis de Brinvilliers.
Okay.
Who was famous for poisoning a bunch of people, including her father and both of her brothers.
Oh. Is she the reason why? It's like a poison is a woman's weapon.
Like a little bit. I feel like like she kind of she was ahead of the curve.
Okay.
We'll say.
Cool.
But yeah, just
setting poison trends.
Yeah, exactly. Just to clarify, because I did not know this, and I had to look it up a few times. A marquis is a nobleman who is ranked above a count but below a duke, and then the marquise is the wife of that person. Cool. So her name is Marie Madeleine d'Aubray was her like birth name.
Mm-hmm.
She was a French aristocrat. She was born in 1630 to a wealthy and influential household. Her father had a lot of important government and high ranking positions. He was counselor of state, master of requests, and a bunch of other stuff that I don't really understand what it means. Mm-hmm. And her mother, Marie Olier, was the sister of Jean-Jacques Olier, who founded and helped establish the settlement of Ville-Marie in New France, which would eventually be called Montreal.
Yeah, wow.
Which is crazy. So yeah, she was the eldest of five children, but she was loved by her father. She wouldn't inherit his estate because she was a woman. And she was expected to marry into another estate. And coming from, you know, a background of high money, whoever she would end up marrying would inherit quite a large dowry from her as well. And so at the age of 21 in 1651, she was married to Antoine Gobelin de Brinvilliers. And he was much older than her.
As was common.
And just kind of treated her with, like, not even hatred, like just immense indifference, just like did not pay any attention.
It's almost like
to her.
Worse.
Yeah, it's right. Like you're like, hatred, you at least feel something for me. Like indifference.
Your enemies,
just,
you know where they stand, but neutrals.
Yeah.
They make me sick.
It was terrible. Like just total, just could not care less about her at all. Was just there for, you know, the title and everything.
Awful.
Yeah, it was awful. And you know, he would go out often to gamble and drink and keep the company of many other women, and just kind of left her on her own to fend for herself and be bored all the time. But he did do her one solid.
Yeah.
And he introduced her to a officer that he befriended, Godin de St. Croix, and introduced them and sort of, he was a very socially adept guy.
He
was very like charming, and he kind of had a tendency to mirror people's emotions when he talked to them. And he was very like patient and kind and like romantic and clever with her.
Serial killer.
Wow, I didn't even think of that when I figured how this would play out.
But not to cut you off there, just so we get, before we get too long.
Oh, yes.
But we're going to hit you with a quick ad break, guys, and then we'll come back with some more exciting, exciting Marquis de Marie. Yeah, or something like that. Marie
Brinvilliers.
I can't even say it. Oh my
Your
God.
French is impeccable. It's
my French needs to improve, everyone. Don't worry.
It's magical.
All right, we're going to hit you with an ad break here on Working Title here on 1690 AM CGLO.